If you're wondering why there's such a strong, sudden push for transgenderism across U.S. corporations, like Budweiser, Nike, I mean, Nike has a trans, you know, biological man pretending to be a woman modeling women's sports bras, which makes no sense whatsoever from even a physiological or physics point of view, because, you know, men don't have breasts. And so how can a man model a sports bra for women in any kind of way that understands the challenges that women have? But you need to understand what's behind this. It's a trans agenda, not transgender, but trans agenda. The agenda is to use these trans mascots to provoke a violent response against some sector of America that, I don't know, maybe has reached a tipping point of so much trans or so much virtue signaling. This is designed to make people snap. And it's designed to actually set off a war in America between trans and non-trans people. But it is especially designed to try to provoke attacks on trans people so that the trans community can claim to be victims of genocide, which is nonsense. It's all fiction. They're not victims of genocide. No one is hunting down and trying to kill off all the trans people. Yes, they're annoying. Yes, they're mentally ill. Many of them are satanic. Many of them are terrorists. Luciferian, militant, trans people. Yeah, they exist. That's not all of them, but that is certainly some faction of trans. But no one is trying to hunt them down and kill them. So the claim of genocide is nonsense. But they want to play the victim. Because you got to understand, in today's virtue signaling society, victimhood is the currency that gets you everything. Victimhood. So they're trying to become victims. And the corporations have been signed up to push this trans, shove it down your throat, you know, push it into your psyche to such an extent that some people get pissed off, some people go insane, some people snap. That's what is all behind this. And that's why it's critical not to just focus on the outrage, oh, how crazy this is, how insane this is, how deranged, but rather to step back at a meta level and understand how we are all being manipulated with engineered outrage. That's what this is. It's to provoke engineered outrage to try to cause conflict. Because out of that conflict then, see, you got to understand, the bigger goal is always to take away the Second Amendment, take people's weapons. Because they can't have an armed America if they want to successfully pull off the globalist agenda of taking over America. So they need to cancel the Second Amendment. Well, how do they do that? Well, they're trying to provoke gun-owning Americans, conservatives in particular, into attacking trans people. And then this can lead into the argument or a declaration of a national emergency. It says, oh, well, trans people are under attack. There's genocide targeting trans people. And guns are being used by people to target trans, and therefore all guns must be banned. See, that's the argument that they're trying for. And look, they've tried to ban the Second Amendment time after time after time with all kinds of false flag operations. Going back to Operation Fast and Furious, Eric Holder, under Barack Obama, they were allowing those guns to be trafficked into Mexico, knowing that some number of those guns would be used to murder Americans as those guns flowed back across the border, you know, the unsecured border, left unsecured on purpose. And they tried to make a big stink. Oh, look at these guns. They're being used to murder Americans. Yeah, well, those are the guns that you put into the hands of the drug cartels, Operation Fast and Furious. It was an anti-Second Amendment false flag operation run by the Attorney General, Eric Holder, at the time. So have no illusions what's going on here. They're going to push more and more corporations to have these trans militants, trans freaks, trans mentally ill people in your face constantly to try to make you go insane. It's becoming such a ubiquitous part of pop culture that I even encountered a new term that I had never heard of before. The term is troon. Have you heard of this before? Troons. Troons are apparently, I guess it's a conjugation of two words, traveling and goons. Right, traveling goons. And troon now apparently refers to a biological male that then pretends to be a female, you know, a trans woman, also known as now, I guess, in some circles, troons. I mean, I don't know if that word is going to stick. It's going to be considered, of course, a derogatory term by the trans pushers. Then again, anybody who doesn't bow down to the trans is, you know, smeared and slandered and blacklisted and so on. But it will be interesting to see if words like troon become more more popular or find their way into more common use as we have more biological men pretending to be women and getting paid by corporations. Now, what's fascinating to me is how a lot of these corporations are committing brand suicide by promoting transgenderism. You know, you wouldn't think that a beer brand, Budweiser, which typically associates with a more masculine image. I mean, I don't know. I don't watch TV. I don't see these ads. I don't even drink beer. So I really don't know exactly what Budweiser has been up to all these years. But you would think that beer in general is a more masculine kind of product category. But for Budweiser to promote trans, you know, it just kind of feeds into the memes that have been circulating out there that say things, which are really jokes and satire, but they say things like, drinking Bud Light makes you gay, right? I mean, obviously drinking Bud Light doesn't actually make you gay, but the Budweiser company has gone full trans, or I guess you could say full troon. And I even saw a meme recently that Jack Daniels is going to be renamed Troon Juice because Jack Daniels has been promoting drag queens and transgenderism for years now, several years. A lot has resurfaced about their drag queen promotions from 2021, where Jack Daniels is all LGBT. So if you thought whiskey was masculine, think again. Jack Daniels whiskey is Troon Juice now, according to this meme, which is quite hilarious. But the point is, you're going to see a bifurcation of the alcohol industry. You're going to have alcohol brands that that do not bow down to the trans agenda and that actually cater to, you know, real men and maybe real women for that matter. But you're also going to have, of course, a radical left-wing, fascist, satanic, Luciferian, mentally ill corporations, i.e. Nike, you know, Budweiser, what, Adidas, whatever, whoever they are, they're all going to virtue signal, and you're going to have trans spokespeople that replace, by the way, the black spokespeople that you've seen over the last several years. You notice how most corporations have a black spokesperson in their advertising, and the black people in most of those ads replaced women. So it used to be a lot of women that were the progressive faces and voices of these corporations. And then it became black people. And that's gone on for many years. And now black people are being replaced by trans people. So a white trans person now has a higher social standing than a black person or person of color or a gay person or a woman. So think about that. You know, white men who say they're women just slap on a wig and boom, all of a sudden they get the corporate sponsorships. You know, they get the college scholarship or they get accepted into college just by checking the trans checkbox. And yes, this is all designed to infuriate normal, stable people. People who aren't mentally ill and who don't think that a man can get pregnant. It's designed to infuriate you, but understand that that's on purpose. That's the trap. You're being marched into a trap to try to make you crazy, to try to make you snap, to try to make you violent, actually, so that trans people can play the victim and the White House can say, see, trans people are under attack. That's what this is all about. And in order to do this, of course, trans people will attack non-trans people like they did Riley Gaines, the Olympic swimmer, who was assaulted by men wearing wigs and claiming to be women, you know, trans militant, angry, violent attackers. And that's what increasingly characterizes the trans community is violence, aggression, terrorism, insanity, and intolerance, by the way, intolerance towards women in particular, and soon intolerance against black people as well. So That's the way I see the culture war shaping up right now. It's a very dangerous time. But as with all things here, do not allow yourself to be escalated into violence. You need to understand how you're being manipulated, reject violence, but also, you know, defend yourself against violence as necessary. But don't even put yourself in situations where you can be attacked by trans people. It's best to just leave mentally ill people alone. I mean, if you're walking down the street and some mentally ill person screaming, you know, about how aliens told him to do this or that, just leave him alone. And don't provoke him. Don't try to engage with him. He's crazy. And that's the way a lot of these trans people are. They're completely insane, but they want you to attack them. And they want to be the bullies of society, the cry bullies. They want to bully everybody and then be victims themselves. That's what this is all about. So the sooner you understand this dynamic, the easier it will be to navigate this situation. Thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams here. Naturalnews.com is my website. And also Brightown.com is the free speech video platform. And I am still waiting to hear from a trans person who is a pro-Second Amendment trans person who wants to do an interview about that, because I have that invitation out there. So if you're trans listening to this and you're pro-Second Amendment, we'd love to hear from you, because we support the Second Amendment for trans people and all people who are law-abiding citizens. So thank you for listening. Take care.